Kaylee, yesterday you and I were on a bus trip to Airlie, and as we drove through Kaylin, we happened to pass a guy barefoot just walking along the highway.
Just walking. And then it reminded me, actually, I heard something about this, and it's one gentleman that is trying to raise mental health awareness for men.
He actually joins us right now, Anton, the barefoot Dutchman. How are the feet feeling, Anton?
They're pretty sore, I can tell you that.
Yeah, you did kind of look like you had a little bit of a limp going on. The gravel on the side of the road doesn't help out at all, but how far have you travelled now?
From Cairns to here, so I reckon it's about 700 k's so far.
Wow.
And where are you hoping to end up?
Sydney, the northern beaches of Sydney.
That's so far!
A long walk.
And now, tell us a little bit about this. Obviously, as Kaylee said, you're doing this to help raise awareness for mental health, but what is the overall goal of this walk? What are you hoping to achieve?
There's a lot of them to it, but one of the biggest ones is just showing it's okay to talk, as in, a lot of men struggle with being open and vulnerable and talking. Like, a lot of men still have the outdated belief that being emotional is a weakness, and I want to show the opposite is true, and by going for a very long walk, I just want to, I'm open for chat. It's a walk and talk, and I want to promote, like, blokes just taking their mate out for a walk and talk, or whatever they feel like, as in, walk and talk is what I believe is the best way of having a chat, like a chat that's maybe a little bit bigger on the heart.
Yeah, definitely. Have you had
that's
many people join you along the way so far, Anton? I did see someone yesterday actually walking with you.
Yeah. Yesterday there was another friend of mine that I met actually a few weeks before that joined me for a bit of the walk, and we had a good little chat. And it's been good every single day, as in there's so many people stopping over to have a chat. They've seen it on the news or heard it on the radio, for example, or just see me struggle on the side of the highway and think, oh, what's this guy doing? Just stop over and have a chat. It's been real good, and people feel comfortable enough to share what's going on in their life and what men's mental health or mental health in general means to them, and it's doing a trick.
Yeah. So, I mean, we jokingly asked you how the feet are going, but surely walking all the way from Cairns barefoot, that's got to be doing a number on your feet.
Oh, for sure. The biggest challenge is the gravel on the side of the road. I never expected it to be this challenging. Of course, I was asking for a challenge and I'm getting it. But on day one, I kind of realized what I got myself into. it's a big challenge for sure. Every single day is it's a new one. But like I said, as well, like, it takes something out of the ordinary and something challenging to do the trick to get the attention, to raise awareness and funds. And as cliche as it may sound, but the people I meet along the way make every challenge more than worth it.
So where are you at right now, Anton? Where can we find you in your journey?
I am in Mount Ossa right now.
Okay.
That's where I pitched the tent last night. I'm hoping to be in Mackay on Saturday. Like, it will probably be this Saturday, the end of the day.
Yeah.
I'm going very slow but steady. but it does the trick. It's getting me there.
Yeah. Look, good luck on your journey. I think people can follow it on socials, The Barefoot Dutchman. I think it's an incredible effort that you're doing, Anton, and cannot wait to see you when you pass through. Thanks so much for your time, and good luck with the walk this morning.
Thank you very much.